Sir, I'll likely be gone for the day by the time this note reaches you. I mean to retrieve a music box of mine. When I return on the overmorrow, I'll be ready to head to Monticello. Your most obedient and humble servant, Fiona Pratt.
Ah!
Oh my, that's horrific!
Thomas, I may have had more than a bit of port wine recently and am receiving my just due. Regarding my arrival to Monticello, of course you know Fiona will be in my company. Take care in the presence of Fiona Pratt.
The head, Red! Strike the head!
Please do ensure that Jupiter is available during our visit. I'll look to test my mettle over the chessboard.
Blood! Oh, everywhere! There's so much!
From the Journal of Lillian Method. We've returned with our quarry, though something is amiss. Jefferson has lived down to my suspicions, begging that we three tarry the night here and promising payment upon the morrow. There are worse environs in which to pass an evening, but I hope the preening fop doesn't expect to deduct the cost of our lodging from our fee.
Method! What have you done?
Let's move him to the light. I can't tell where he's bleeding from.
Jefferson, I understand your position and am amenable to the proposition you put forth in your letter. I will be heading south within a fortnight to examine your human capital. With regard, Carmela Kane.
Alas, we're trapped.
Come.
Pale Columbia.